Toby on ESPN Radio.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, duh?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together, we're the duo known as Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we
give
do?
The people what they want?
Jalen and I are stuck at the house, so we're still going to give the people what they want every single day at 4 o'clock. Why do we pick that time, Jalen Rose?
We're really fortunate, Jacoby. We've been doing this program 9 years. And we've seen the ebbs and flows of the industry. But you know what's been consistent? Our climb. It's been consistent. Once a week for the pod, then twice a week, then 5 days a week, then a two-hour radio show, late night 30-minute, afternoon 30-minute, hour in the afternoon. And guess what's happening ASAP? Jalen and Jacoby, your favorite podcast, favorite podcasters. I'm moving to ESPN!
In theory,
at 4 p.m.
In theory, moving to ESPN 1 at 4 to 4:30. So every day on Twitter and on Facebook and on YouTube, we will be live on the ESPN account at 4 to 4:30. Just so you get used to seeing us in the afternoon and spend some time with us. Right now, it is time for one of our signature franchises. It is time for Soft Mover Boss Move. All right, Jalen. We talked about this earlier in the week. A gentleman by the name of Deshaun Watson, who is without arguably the best receiver in the NFL, definitely one of the top five receivers in the NFL, his former teammate DeAndre Hopkins, who was traded away. Now, he didn't say anything publicly about it, but he did have a very interesting tweet with some Drake lyrics involved. Well, we talked about it, and it didn't stop there, Jalen. As you can see on the screen, he continued to tweet. These ones are a little more cryptic. It wasn't about sort of like breaking up the duo, but he continues to subtweet his team using rap lyrics. Jalen Rose, soft move or boss move, subtweeting your team using lyrics.
This is a boss move. And in 2020, I've said it on this program, Jacoby, Deshaun Watson asks out in 3, 2, 1, or Bill O'Brien gets fired. This is a him or me thing now. The ownership is going to have to choose franchise quarterback or a coach that really didn't meet expectations, and then you gave him the GM job on top of that. That's what the team is going to have to choose. You can't look at this deal in any way, shape, or form and say it's better for the football team overall. You can't say it's better than your young budding quarterback when you take away one of his prized weapons. They had a chance to go down in history as one of the greater duels of all time. You break that up. And so for a guy like Bill O'Brien, he need to be under pressure. And Deshaun Watson is slowly doing it with his Twitter fingers right now. Twitter fingers, Twitter fingers, Twitter fingers. You know what's going to happen when people are able to talk and meet face to face? He's going to meet with them. And he's going to let them know that he is not happy. That's my prediction.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ultimately, this relationship will play out on the field in wins and losses. Wins have a way of smoothing out some tension in a relationship. But I will say this that surprised me about this, someone who's been in the media as long as I have, is when you do it once, you're feeling emotional about it. It just happened. It's a fresh situation. And then you see people like us discuss it. It gets discussed on, it becomes part of the news cycle that you're subtweeting your own team. That's once. And then to see that whole thing play out and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it again. That's the part that surprises me about this whole scenario. Like, there's intent now. Like, he saw it happen, and I thought maybe he was emotional in the moment, did it once, and saw people talk about it and regretted it. No. He saw people talk about it, enjoyed it, and then did it again and again. What does that tell you?
What it tells me is, first off, he's an intelligent young man. He's a legit franchise quarterback, and he's always been had the stamp of greatness, in particular – the way he led Clemson over Alabama in a defense that went on to have 11 professionals on it and the way that he shredded them. I don't know if you realize this, Jacoby, but I've been rooting for Deshaun Watson since he was a youngin'. I always pay attention to other people who are really philanthropic with their time, their energy, and their money. Mm-hmm. And we were the same age. So Warwick Dunn was one of those guys in the NFL. And yep. He's had a terrific program where he was helping single parents get into homes and things of that nature. And Deshaun Watson was one of those families, in theory, that got one of those houses. And so I remember that, and I always watched his journey because I wanted to see as a football player. It's one thing if the person isn't an athlete, but he was an athlete. So I was like, I'm going to follow him and see what happens with him. And for him to turn into the person and the player that he's become right now, it's really been great to watch.
It has been. And you know what else is great to watch? His Twitter feed, which I will be doing religiously until our show tomorrow. Moving on to another quarterback who's in the news, who seems like has been in the news ever since the Super Bowl, and that is a gentleman by the name of Dak Prescott, who has been franchise tagged by the Cowboys. It looks like there's an estimate of 26.8 charge against the cap if he signs the franchise tender. Now, I don't think he will, but they're supposed to be negotiating. There's supposed to be some offers on the table. Some numbers have been rumored. Something about a four-year deal, you know, worth north of $30 million. Jalen, to me, all these rumors, where there's smoke, there's fire, I think that we will see a Dak Prescott signing in the next probably 4 days. What do you think?
If you're a Cowboy fan, you better hope so, because here's what I would do if I was Dak. There are a lot of people in the industry that, for whatever reason, sometimes you're scared to bet on yourself. In this case, if I'm him at his age, playing that position for that team, I look around the landscape of the NFL and I'm like, I could be a starting quarterback at least another 10 years. And so based on those dynamics in the league, I'm going to sign it. And I'm going to play it out.
Oh,
and you know what else? If y'all want to franchise me again, go right ahead. But here's the difference. When those deals are up, I'm gone. I'm gone. So y'all can have me this year. Y'all took care of the people on the defense. Y'all took care of Zeke. That's cool. Y'all took care of Amari. That's cool. I'll sign my franchise. You can't be a quarterback holding out. You got a new coach in Mike Marks, who, if you watched this show, you knew who was going to be. I mean, Mike McCarthy. If you watched this show, we told you prior to him getting hired who was going to be on their sideline. So now all of a sudden, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you can't operate at a maximum. You're not spending time with the coach. You're not spending time with the coordinator. You're not in camp. He's not a running back. Like, Zeke was able to do that. And for those that didn't pay attention, Zeke didn't have a great year.
Oh, no. He also – Zeke, his deal wasn't even up. He was just like – he was a year ahead of it. He started something new. He was like, you know what? I know my deal isn't up, but
he's a running back. I understand as a running back. And if you're the Giants, if you're Carolina, don't pump fake. Take care of Saquon. Take care of McCaffrey. You don't get better by losing elite players.
No.
But for Dak, that'll be my line in the sand, Jacoby. Either we do a new deal for long term, or we just won't.
Yeah.
And I'm good either way.
I find it interesting that you would advise him. Like, if he called your phone and said, Jay, Uncle Rose, you know, I see you on Jalen and Jacoby every day. I listen to the podcast every day. I really respect your opinions. I know you've been paying attention to my situation. You really think I should sign this tender? You would say yes.
I would, because here's some math. I would say his first 4 years as a guy that went in the fourth round, a starting quarterback, he's made less than $10 million total dollars in 4 years. Okay. But when you sign that franchise tag this year, he gonna go from making $2 million to 27.
Yeah, 26.8.
Right? Okay. So I would advise him to go plus 25 and keep his options still open. And then if they continue to pump fake, because by the way, you know what else could happen? He could go out and kill it this year. So see, this is the other thing about betting on yourself. See, you could he go out. Worst case, he going to get the 27. Best case, this guy's out here getting 40.
And Dallas has a good roster. This is going to be a successful football team. Like, and in their division, they're going to be in the playoffs. Like, I mean, I'd be shocked if any other team came out of the NFC East aside from the Dallas Cowboys. So you take this team, the Cowboys, to the playoffs, maybe you win a couple games, you're going to set yourself up for a big, huge payday. when I started this conference, you kind of convinced me. Rarely do you make me change my mind, but you kind of convinced me the franchise.
Kirk Cousins.
Franchise wouldn't be so bad. The franchise Kirk wouldn't Cousins. Be so bad if you're Dak. So moving from some quarterbacks that, you know, are in the league now, someone who could be considered by many to be the greatest quarterback of all time. Talking about who many considered to be the greatest quarterback of all time. This is GOAT-on-GOAT conversation. This is Joe Montana talking about Tom Brady, his relationship with New England. He said, quote, "I still don't understand how New England let him get away. I don't understand that. I understand how this went wrong. Like, it has just been a series of things that happened over time. And you remember last season didn't go great. There was a point in the season. It was like around like week 11, week 12, where they had a historic defense. They didn't have that many losses. And you're looking at that Patriot machine, and you're like, oh, man, like, this could be another Super Bowl year. Forget, they're just 1 year removed from winning the Super Bowl. But here's the thing. A lot of the problems that Tom Brady had were with his receiving core. And they didn't have much in the run game either. And I think he was frustrated. I think he's looking at other quarterbacks being successful and looking at other weapons that other quarterbacks have to throw to. And I think that him and Belichick's relationship had been strained. They won six Super Bowls. Okay? Six, right? Am I wrong about that? Six Super Bowls? They've done it. They've been to the mountaintop. I feel like they've done it. They wanted to do something new. He wanted to change, so he's gone. I understand that. What do you think about Joe Montana saying he doesn't understand? I'm going to let him go.
So a few things. I think people probably should pump the brakes on underestimating Harriet wide receiver and Sony Michel out of the backfield and assuming that Tom Brady didn't have weapons.
He did not have weapons.
They may perform really well this year with the new quarterback. I'm just putting that out there. Those guys are both high draft picks. So I would assume that they have great promise for those guys. Joe Montana, I remember he and Bill Walsh in the West Coast offense and Roger Craig, and Dwight Clark at tight end and John Taylor and Jerry Rice, obviously, like their offense was game changing. Rathman at tight end. And I never thought that a coach quarterback duo would eclipse what they accomplished. Even when Joe Montana left late in his career to go to KC. And Belichick and Brady was able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's going to eclipse what they accomplished. And so you said it. 20 years you're betting on that it's been such a long extended run that if you're Bill Belichick, you can't give ceremonial dollars to your 43-year-old quarterback. It can't be like, oh, okay, yeah, we did win six championships, but now I'm going to give you 2 years, $50 million, and let you play till you're 45. So I understand how you have to separate the two and why the Patriots and Bill did so. And for Brady, I understand why he went and got that free bread. That's free money. They don't even know what they're getting. Here's the other part about Tampa. They don't know what they're getting. Yeah. No, they don't.
They're getting a lot of butts in the seats. They're getting a lot of national televised games. They're getting a lot of interest. They're getting a lot of jersey sales. They're getting a lot of intrigue. And I think
you
can be safe that Tom Brady still has a little bit more in him. You know, like our guy Max Kellerman is talking about him falling off a cliff for about a decade now. He ain't falling off the cliff this year.
Here's what they're getting to me. They're getting Tom Brady fun years. He gonna show up at the building. He gonna be happy. Yeah. He gonna be making top dollar. He gonna be playing with the other teammates' kids and signing jerseys. He gonna be having fun. The game to him is gonna be like they're playing in a lot. Like, he's just going to be tossing the ball around. Oh, there's Evans. Oh, there's Godwin. Okay. O.J. Howard didn't have a really good year as a tight end.
No.
And I didn't know if it was.
He got Bray, too. Howard.
And I didn't know if it was Bruce Arians' offense because historically he doesn't necessarily have his quarterback throw to the tight end, or it was Jameis. But I'm looking forward to him showing me some of the promise that I saw from him in Alabama. So they still going to need a little more in the run game. But I appreciate the promise in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you understand the jersey sales, the television games, the interest in the seats, having Tom Brady and that cliche on your squad, as we tie back to Joe Montana, is exactly what I saw with him late in his career when he went to the Chiefs.
Now, Jay, we're not going to get into the whole NBA MVP debate. You've done it for hours and hours already on our show. But I do just want to say this. We're on two different sides of the fence. This, I'm on the LeBron camp. Jalen's on the Giannis camp. Jalen actually has a vote. I will never have a vote. But I know you respect – you don't respect my opinion. But I know you respect the opinion of someone very important to you. Irvin Magic Johnson. Now, Irvin Magic Johnson went on First Take. And he just straight up said LeBron is the MVP. And I feel like – I know you don't respect my opinion. I feel like LeBron's the MVP. I know a lot of the media, they pulled the media. The media thinks that Giannis is the MVP. But I feel like now that you know Irvin is on my side, that you before you have to put your vote in, and we're going to do a whole NBA Awards special that's coming down. Make sure you tune in to ESPN's Twitter and YouTube and Facebook every day at 4 to 4:30 because we're going to have an award special because it feels like the regular season is not going to be played out the way that we thought it was. And Jalen. Before you vote, just consider that Irvin Magic Johnson thinks LeBron's the MVP. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say.
It was – LeBron was inchworming towards the Greek Freak after the final weekend of the NBA. I remember being in the building when they played against the Bucks. And, yes, Milwaukee took care of business when the Lakers came to town. But the Lakers knew that they had to have a sense of urgency in this game, and LeBron showed up, was terrific, and they got the win. And then they got a chance to play against the Clippers that Sunday. These are three of the best teams in basketball. The three best teams in basketball.
Yeah, say the three.
This is the best three teams in basketball. And the way the Lakers performed that weekend, now, I'm not going to ignore what a lot of people ignore. They also had another game after that against the Nets that they lost.
They did.
Okay. So, right. They kind of went under the radar.
AD hits that shot. It's a whole different narrative. AD hits that shot. It's a wide open three for Anthony Davis to win the game. If he hits that shot, it's a whole different thing. We're talking about the Lakers. That was a tough shot.
And I like that Kareem gave AD a comparison. But for the MVP race, I just have to give Giannis the edge because his consistent brilliance with his points, his rebounds, steals, and blocks, the ability to defend five positions, but yet still initiate offense for his team. His usage is amongst the highest in the game. And so I would have loved to see what was going to happen the last month or so of the season if LeBron was really going to put his foot on the gas and try to come for it. But I'll give Giannis the edge. I understand where Magic comes from, but let me ask you a follow-up question. I know you hate those.
Don't like those.
Magic Johnson's in the bathroom. He's shaving. He cuts himself. What color is his blood?
Purple and gold.
Okay.
Comes out purple and gold.
Okay.
No question about it.
Okay. So if it's close, tie go to the Lakers. No, but if it's close.
It's like asking Savannah who she thinks the MVP is. Like, this is not an unbiased opinion. Please. I'm just trying to get in your head because I know how much you respect and admire.
No doubt.
You call.
Let me tell you something. There are certain people that played sports. And I know that Charles Barkley famously did a commercial about idolizing the people that live in your house. But there are certain people that played sports that did so much for me that they may or may not even realize that I will pour holy water on their feet. Muhammad Ali, you know about the Fab Five stories and how much I love that GOAT. Magic Johnson. Irvin. And Isaiah Laura Thomas, the third.
And I think that if you spoke to all those people and you brought out a bottle of holy water, they'd be like, I'm good, Jay. Don't worry about it. Like, I don't need you pouring water. Right?
Sure I got probably, one more. I got one
probably,
more.
This is probably just Poland Spring. This is probably some Dasani you had left over.
Like, I got one more. And this guy probably have to put some hot sake, some cold sake on his feet. Cold sake on the feet goes to Larry Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Legend.
Larry Joe Bird. Jalen, as we're all in our homes looking at our phones, there's been some things that have bubbled up to like the sort of like the forefront of the culture. TikTok dances, you know, like everybody out here doing the Macarena style dances. And for some reason, everybody in my phone wants me to do 10 push-ups. Like, I think they just want to know if I can do 10 push-ups, which I find kind of disrespectful.
Shout out to Damian Woody.
There is something that's happening, Jalen Rose. There is something that during these dark times, there's a beam of light that shines from above, a respite, an oasis of enjoyment, a culture, a world in which that takes us from the world we're in and brings us into a world that we didn't know existed, and that is the world of big cats. And that is a gentleman by the name of Joe Exotic and the Tiger King. It is a 7-episode series on Netflix. It is a docu-series. It is fascinating. It is fascinating. Every episode has like two moments where you're just like, I cannot believe this is life. I cannot believe this is a documentary, not a scripted film. This is blowing my mind. It is one of the best docu-series I've ever seen. I was watching the OJ one last night. Not better than that. That's probably the best docu-series I've ever seen.
Shout out to Ezra Edelman.
Big shout to Ez. But outside of that, I'm telling you, the Tiger King, I think I might watch this twice. I got a lot of free time once the kid go to bed. I might watch this twice. Jalen, I need a promise from you. And I don't. How many times have I asked you to make a promise? How many times?
Very few.
I'm going to say never. I'm going to say never. I never asked for anything from you.
Wow. This is strong. I'm going to make sure I check it out.
I need you to watch at least one episode of Tiger King.
So this is the greatest recommendation you've ever pitched me. I'm going to check it out.
You, and everybody at home, if you don't have a Netflix account, it's worth whatever they're going to charge. It's worth what they're going to charge you. Just watch Tiger King. If you have a Netflix account, you haven't seen Tiger King, you're in your house, watch.
So
Tiger
let me tell you what's clutch. I'm definitely going to watch it. Thank you for the recommendation.
No doubt.
I also started White People Famous. That's a recommendation I have for people.
Yeah.
I got a Fire Stick, and it's huge. It's major.
What you got?
Fire Stick. So clutch. In times like this? Yeah. Watching things on television.
Okay. Good. I just pay for all the accounts. I got me some Disney Plus. Got Disney Plus for the kids. Kids are watching Disney movies like every night. You know, like we call it television Uncle Telly around here, and you try to be a perfect parent. You know, we got them. They got, I'm telling you, my son, let's go to the Corona Chronicles. This is the Corona Chronicles. It's time for the Corona Chronicles. Yo, my son got more meetings than a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. He's got more meetings every day. He got video conference calls. He's got work. He's got homework. Like he's the hardest working person in this home right now.
Really?
For real. Oh yeah. Quincy's day is scheduled. He got an 8:30 check-in that counts against attendance, and then he's got like a chess tournament at 11:30. He got another class at 9:45, and he's got a goodbye class at 2. He's got homework after that. Like they're keeping you busy, man. Like this is not a slow day for Quincy.
I love that. That's why kids nowadays are way smarter than we ever were. They're more disciplined. They're more responsible. They have access to technology. They use it. They advance it. And so I'm proud to hear that he's handling this business like a young G.
What's happening around your house? What's the Corona Chronicles from over there?
So the Corona Chronicles for over here, number one is I'm in that kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
I want to figure a way to put our show in the kitchen because I'll be hooking it up. Yesterday, Jacoby, lemon pepper lobster tails.
Oh, lemon pepper lobster tails. Huh.
A little asparagus, a little spinach, extra onions, a little salad to go with the tails, cut them up, put them in the salad, tomatoes.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
All that, like in and out on the grill, you know, it's warming up on the East Coast. I got the grill flaming. And you know what else I realized I like grilling at night. Love grilling that night.
Visual's good. Looks cool. Yeah. Looks cool. Yeah, grilling it reminds me of like campfires. Yeah.
But here's another thing that's happening though. Real spill. Yeah. I'm really fortunate that we get to work in professions that aren't on strike, that haven't laid people off. So shout to people in those professions, supermarkets, UPS, FedEx. Like
healthcare,
first off, doctors and nurses,
public transit.
Like shout to all of them because in theory they're endangering themselves to make sure that we get the services we need. And obviously, this is a time where everybody needs to do what they got to do to feed their family. But in my household, you got to remember, we're fortunate enough to have two ESPN employees, and while our show is on ESPN social sites, Molly actually has a 2-hour live show on ESPN every day. And so from her morning starting at 6:37 And then their show doesn't end until like 12, and then they have a call and all of that stuff like we do. So in theory, it's like she has the early shift, like 6:30 to 12:30, and then I take the afternoon shift. That's kind of how it's been. So just trying to get into a routine, and really trying to do a better job of promoting and advertising our show. Make sure everybody tell a friend to tell a friend. We're going to ESPN every day at 4 p.m. And check us out on our social sites, YouTube, Twitter, IGTV. We're going to be posting. So that's the other thing I've tried to do a better job of, Jacoby, putting things on Twitter, Facebook, IG story.
We hit up Twitter for some questions from the fans, and they all hit us with some soft mover, boss move questions. Run the soft mover, boss move front. All right, Jay, we always say that we give the people what they want. So we go to Twitter and we go to YouTube and go to Facebook and we see the comments underneath the stream that you are watching right now. And we got to take some questions from that. So if you follow our Twitter accounts on various social media platforms, you'll see us requesting questions. Jalen's got a hoodie. When he gets a really good question, he's going to find that person and send him a hoodie. So make sure you follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. Jalen and Jacoby is the show. And you can get in and ask questions. Jalen, we don't got a lot of time left in the show, so we need quick answers from you. Are you ready, sir?
Let's get it.
This is from Flights No Feelings. And he wants to know, soft mover boss move, wearing a do-rag in a video conference at work.
First off, let me tell you something. People that look like me survive 400 years of slavery, segregation, Jim Crow laws, drinking from different water fountains, using different bathrooms, eating at dirtier restaurants, not having savory surroundings in an inner city urban environment. If you make it to the point where you can wear a do-rag at your job, boss move. I tried to do it. Do-rag Jalen.
Shut down. I'm shutting you down right now, so we got to go through these quickly. Next one. This one is from Jordan. Jalen, quickly. Soft move or boss move? Not wearing deodorant while in quarantine.
Well, here's the thing. When you're on quarantine, you should be only around close family and close friends. Therefore, they know you stink. They know how your breath smells. And imagine the people around the country right now are just blowing up the bathroom. That's why an elderly lady just elbowed me the other day. I swear to God, strike me down if I'm lying. It was three rolls of toilet paper, and it was two right in front of her and one really high. And I was walking by, and all of a sudden, she wanted to get the high one. And I was just trying to be nice. I was like, here go two of them right here if you want to get these two. She's like, no, the limit is five. I'm taking three. So I was like, okay. So I helped her get it. I gave it to her. And so absolutely, when you're around your family, friends, and loved ones, if you're not wearing deodorant, it is fine.
Very quickly, I'm taking this one, Jalen. This is from the Peach Ciroc God. I know you like some Peach Ciroc. This is Rob wants to know, quarantine soft mover boss move, hoarding snacks from your wife and kids on day 7. When the snacks were evenly rationed out amongst the family on day 1. You know what? I'm taking this one. This is a boss move. Let me tell you why it's a boss move. Every parent out there knows there's with the high cabinets on top of the fridge. There's certain spots where we put the VIP section. There's, you know what? You guys can have ice cream, but you can't have Häagen-Dazs. You know what I mean? You guys can have popsicles, but you get the sugar-free popsicles. You guys, you can have lollipops, but you guys get the blow pops. We'll be eating the Toblerone, you know? Like, that's how it goes in my house. I'm sure that's how it goes in every home. And Jalen, it's going to go down every single day, 4 to 4:30 on ESPN on Twitter, ESPN on Facebook, and ESPN on YouTube. Jalen and Jacoby, see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
We're not done.